Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
As we move on to the second bottle, a soft glowing pink with a hint of gold. It's got fresh strawberries, peach, and a splash of citrus. What are you talking about here?
Yeah. Like I say, it's a mix of Grenache and Syrah. This one is a fuller body rosé, but it's still a rosé. So the strawberry is still going to be there. The peach fruitiness is still going to be there, but it's dry. And that's where the hint of citrus comes in to really balance out and not make it too sweet like the usual rosé. So it keeps it really balanced, dry. And the Grenache makes it, it gives it still that silky feel. I think to describe my wine so far and what I'm going for, I think my word is silky. I loved that feel of silky liquid going, and both of those wines do that, and that's what I'm trying to achieve also with my white and the rest of the wines coming.
as we're doing this and you're in New York, you encapsulate everything here. You say this wine is great for rooftop hangs, beach days, or doing absolutely nothing, which encompasses it all.
That's right. I call it the all season rosé. I think it is so ridiculous that people have created this idea that rosé is only for certain seasons. Like there's rosé season and not rosé season. I mean, look, it's to each their own. I am not against it, but personally, I wanted to make a rosé that I believe is for all seasons. It's a full body rosé. You can have it by the fireplace when it's cold, and you can also have it by the summer on the rooftop or by the pool on the summer day. So that was kind of the idea there.
So you've got the two, and now you're working on a third. What inspired the third entry?
The third entry is the white gold. That one, to be honest, first I went to Napa, went around a bunch of wineries, did a bunch of tastings, and I was going towards a Chardonnay. I think our palates here is already geared towards Chardonnay. It's one of those, you love it or you don't. The butter feel of a Chardonnay has always called me to an extent, as long as it's not too buttery. But then I went to Miami Vine Expo and I tasted a few wine there, and I already knew that I liked the floral aspect of a Viognier. Like I haven't had a grape, maybe one of the Verde in Portugal come close, but a good Viognier, the floral notes that you taste are so, especially on the nose and even when you're drinking it, feel like I have a bouquet of flowers. And once I saw that, I wonder, how can I make a Viognier that smells and has the finish of the floral Viognier, but drinks like a Chardonnay, still with that butter feel, that almost that greasy feel of a Chardonnay? And, you know, it sounded crazy. And so to me, it was a great challenge, and it's still a great challenge to achieve that. And so that's the inspiration behind the white wine, the white gold.
Do you get much pushback from your co-partner?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. It's a negotiation. It's a discussion. You know, it's work, but it's fun. It's fun. He likes, you know, he likes challenges. At the end of the day, it's sort of like doing chemistry with this natural, very old plant. It's working with the earth. It's farming. It's still fun to do. But yeah, I get a lot of pushback because, you know, I come with a fresher mind. I come with a beginner's mind. I come with bigger dreams. And I think he also, that's why we connected the way we connected, because a lot of times when you have been doing something for a long time and you have learned from people who've been doing it for a long time, you may sort of think in a very rich box, but you're still in that box, you know. And so I think it's amusing to him. And we talk in France, you know, they have a tradition of wine, old world, for a long time. So I think it's amusing and fun also for him to have someone like me who come in with just with bigger ideas, and he saw that we achieved some of it with the red and the rosé. It's fun to work on. But yes, long answer, but I get a lot of pushback.